We each have a bedroom.
You call them by the by your name?
Funny, but that's what I do. I take the blue room, the green room, the boys room,
which,
my room.
Which are those? Right on there, which is blue and green?
That's what I do.
Boys and yours?
This would be the girls.
You call it the girlfriend?
Yes, and we say the blue for some reason. And then we use this for guests.
What do you call it, the green?
Just the guest room. And then this, it would be the gold, green. According to the carpets, that's what we call them. And this,
oh, so it's not the color of the walls, it's the carpet.
The walls are paneled.
So
they're all paneled.
So it's got a carpet color.
And the curtains.
And your bedroom is the green?
No, my bedroom is just the master. That they just call it my mother's room.
Oh, this, I see
that
it now. So you call it your bedroom?
Mm-mm. And no one goes in there unless I give them permission. No one touches that little corner either. That's my office.
So
I clean it out, but nobody touches that corner.
They can't go.
Or that drawer. Let me show you why.
That's very interesting.
Nobody. Look at that.
Oh, so that's your office there too. Keep all your papers in there?
It says that a whole lot of people come to me with problems and very private matters. I don't know, somewhere along the line I must have helped somebody and they had resolved. So every time they have a problem, they say, go tell Tile. And they bring me all sorts of papers they want me to see. And I just keep them there and the children are not entitled to look. Do you know that they never, ever listen to what I'm talking with someone else? They know it's very private and they know that people who come here have a big problem.
So
not even my husband ever, he can see a person here. Like one day one of my children broke his leg. And he had to stay home. And he was lying over there, and the lady came in and she was crying out her heart. She just, the minute I opened the door, she screamed and cried. And then, so I quieted her down and told her not to worry, and we fixed that up. Then a few minutes later, someone else came because they were wondering about a divorce, so I told her what I thought about it. And then a man came and said that his neighbor had brought down a fence, and what should he do? Like, I'm the legal aid among housewives. And when she left, my son did not ask me what they were doing, but he said, Mama, is that what your day is like? But he didn't even ask me what they were doing. They just know it's, I don't want them to listen, and the people wouldn't want them to know.
So
it's,
they respect your
problem. Our life is very public, but our children have learned to live with it. They don't care. They don't mind.
Your home stands open to your friends.
It's always open. We don't even close our doors. And whoever is here at 12 o'clock knows that they'll stay out for lunch.
That's interesting. That is interesting. Now, how do you heat this house? Do you ever have to heat this house?
We don't have to do much heating because we have Elgin brick. You know, nothing ever penetrates to that. So if we use one electric heater, it heats the whole house. And I don't like warm, stuffy rooms. I don't like sweaters either.
So you don't have to...
No, we air condition it. It's air conditioned in the summer,
but
we don't hardly ever heat it.
Have you ever had to heat it with? Have you ever lived in a house that had to be heated?
Yes, when we got married.
What did you heat it with? How did you?
Electric heaters. I've only had electric heaters. I get a headache with gas. We don't use gas at all.
Have you ever been in a house, lived in a house, or been in a house that you heated with wood or?
No.
Does anybody do that here? Why is that? It's because
I've been wanting a fireplace for a long time. My father has a fireplace at the ranch, but it's a wood-burning fireplace. He has it in the living room, but I believe it's too dangerous.
Is that unusual here to have a fireplace?
Yes, it is.
And I don't guess you could use it much because of the heat.
I imagine it would be both dangerous and very, very impractical. Though we have so much wood that's just begging to be taken.
Oh, you do have a lot of wood here?
Yes, mesquite wood. But we use it for barbecued meat.
Oh,